Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Live. There's a look at beautiful Clover Park in Port St. Lucie, Florida, site of tonight's Florida State League ball game between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Daytona Tortugas, who are the single-A affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. Tonight, we have game three of a six-game series for you, with first pitch coming up at 6:10. Should be right on time with the start. We have some weather brewing out to our west, but we are hopeful to make it through nine uninterrupted innings tonight in this series. Welcome to the broadcast booth, everybody. Adam McDonald joined by Jake Ricker. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday evening. We hope it's a fun one. And Jake, for the St. Lucie Mets, the ball is rolling downhill. The Mets have won five games in a row, including the first two games of this series against Daytona. A couple of close games, a 5-3 win on Tuesday opener, and they squeaked by yesterday 2-1. Things are good right now for the St. Lucie Mets.
Let's go for six. Why not? The Mets are playing very well. They've done a good job at making adjustments throughout this week and making sure they've scoring the runs when they need to. The pitching staff has been fantastic over the last couple of weeks. Things are going very well. Now the key for them is trying to carry that momentum and continuing that throughout the week and not slowing down like what happened to them against Jupiter after they won three straight against them.
Yeah, Mets won those three straight against Jupiter and then proceeded to lose 22 out of 24, which makes this five-game winning streak that much more surprising that the Mets just flipped the switch just like that. This five-game winning streak is currently the longest winning streak of the season. They'll try to extend it to six games today. One of the big reasons they've been able to do so is the pitching. In this five-game streak, Mets have only given up a total of nine runs. And a new player involved in this streak is A.J. Ewing. He was the FCL Player of the Week last week, earned the much-deserved promotion to Port St. Lucie. He hasn't got a hit yet, but he's drawn some walks. He seems like a good kind of fire starter type of player. And before today's game, Jake spoke with A.J.
Thank AJ for taking time out of his busy day to speak with Nick. Again, he's the FCL Player of the Week. Hit three home runs and a couple of doubles last week. Hit the ball hard a couple of times yesterday. Hopefully gets that first St. Lucie Met hit here today. They're the umpires for today's game. Dylan Reeves with the earpiece behind home plate, relaying the balls and strikes he hears from the ABS system. Caleb George is the base umpire. Starting pitching, let's jump into the standings. Mets, with this five-game winning streak, have improved their record to 19-34. They are no longer solo last place in the Florida State League. They're tied with Tampa, only a couple of games behind Bradenton and only four behind Daytona now. The Mets on the verge of elimination in the East Division first half. Palm Beach has the two-game lead over Jupiter with 13 games to play. It's a two-team race the rest of the way. The first half will end on June 20th. Over in the West Division, it remains tied with 13 games left for Clearwater and Lakeland. Those two teams do not play each other again in the half. Dunedin and Fort Myers just under 500. Bradenton has slipped since they had that 11-game winning streak, which included six wins against the Mets back in May. Tampa is 19-34, same record as St. Lucie. Other games around the Florida State League today and in the Mets organization. We have Fort Myers at Tampa. That's going to be a 6:30 start at Steinbrenner Field. Tampa lead, or rather Fort Myers leads that series 2-0. Dunedin at Palm Beach at 6:30. That's a 1-1 series. Jupiter at Lakeland. That's a big one for each team. Lakeland so far has won the first two games. Clearwater is at Bradenton at 6:30. That series is 1-1. In the Mets organization, New York off today. They're promoting their games over in London right now. They are in England. They'll play Philadelphia at 1:10 tomorrow. Syracuse is going to play a doubleheader at St. Paul. First pitch in game one at 6:07, about a minute away. Binghamton at Bowie at 6:35. And Brooklyn is home against Aberdeen at 7 o'clock. Starting pitching matchup for today's ball game. It's a rematch of opening night at Clover Park and also the season or the series opener April 23rd at Daytona between Jack Weninger and Brian Edgington. And then in another game on April 28th, Weninger pitched out of the bullpen and Edgington started. So it's going to be the fourth game that these two pitchers have appeared in against each other.
Yeah, and both these pitchers, Adams, are coming off really good starts. As for Edgington, his last time out, 5 innings pitched with 10 total strikeouts. Weninger's 7 innings pitched in 12 strikeouts. He was electric for St. Lucie in that game against Dunedin as a whole. Both these pitchers pretty good when it comes to the stat line. Edgington 3.91 ERA with 51 strikeouts, and Weninger 4.87 ERA with 60 strikeouts. So both these guys know how to pick up the strikeouts. We'll see how they do tonight.
Edgington is, or rather Weninger, is leading out the St. Lucie Mets in their home whites for the third straight day. And we are ready for baseball. Pre-game show is in the books. We'll send it now down to the field for the national anthem. And then we will have first pitch in game 3 of this 6-game series between the Mets and the Tortugas. Time for the Mets and the Tortugas. They are meeting for the 12th of their 27 scheduled games tonight. Tonight, game 3 of a 6-game series. Mets lead the current series 2-0 after their wins on Tuesday and Wednesday. Daytona leads the season series 6-5 with the +5 run differential. That is Jack Weninger, who made the best start of the season for any St. Lucie Met pitcher back on April 23rd against Daytona. 6 innings of shutout ball, just 1 hit, no walks, and 10 strikeouts. The last time he started against Daytona, he appeared in relief later that series and was tagged for 5 runs in an inning and a third and took a shocking loss. Let's hope that Weninger has that April 23rd performance in him tonight. Jake, we'll spin you around the Mets defense.
Starting in the outfield, going from left to right, it's Rosa, Fanyas in center, Cuevas in right, and then from the on the diamond in the infield, going from third to first, it's Hauk, Baez, Ewing, and Mercado, and then your battery is Weninger and Perozo behind the plate.
Starting lineup for the Daytona Tortugas features Sammy Stafura leading off in DHing. Stafura has 4 of Daytona's 7 hits through the first 2 games. Ricardo Cabrera top prospect on the team at second. Carter Graham up in the lineup for the three spot. Almonte, the league's home run hitter leader with 11, but none since May 17th. Bats cleanup, Eastman Pineda. Fifth, Diego Omana will make his season debut for Daytona, hitting sixth. Trey Faltine, seventh. Yasiel Pino with his series debut hits eighth. Johnny Ascanio bats ninth for the second straight day. It's overcast here at Clover Park. Some big storms have brewed up in the central part of the state. Good news is that the wind is coming off the Atlantic, trying to blow those storms back inside the state, away from Clover Park and I-95. Right now we have a lot of cloud cover. Temperature has dropped about 7 degrees in the past 30 minutes. But if we can play like this for the rest of the day, I think both teams would be happy about that. We have not had a delay at home yet. We've only had one delay all season. Friday night in Dunedin, trying to avoid the home delay as long as possible. Stafura steps into the box. Dylan Reeves signals for the first pitch. And here it comes from Jack Wenninger. It's going to be a fastball low, and we're underway. First pitch at 6:11. It's 89 degrees and mostly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. Line drive, base hit by Stafura. And right out of the chute, he stays hot. That's hit number 5 of his series.
It was a problem for the Mets in last night's game, or yesterday's game, I should say, and quickly here gets a single on just the second pitch, one that caught a little bit too much of the zone, and he drove it right into left field.
Daytona's second-round draft pick last year out of a high school in New York. That's the sixth time he's been on base in the series. He's got a big lead. Wenninger from the stretch facing Cabrera. The pitch will go down and away at 92.
Stafura looked like he was going to go there and kind of kicked up some dirt. Not sure if it was like a fake steal or if he was going to go but kind of tripped up on himself. But luckily no throw over, so he's okay.
1-0 on Cabrera. Stafura trips as he's going. Ground ball, base hit into right field. Stafura will keep on tracking to third. Back-to-back hits to start the day for Daytona. They're set up with runners at the corners and nobody out.
Daytona going aggressive here early in this game. I'm sure they weren't happy with just the one run they scored in yesterday's game. And now today, wanting to try and get on the board early. So the hit and run going, and it works out beautifully for Daytona.
Well, two things. One, if Stafura isn't running, that ball's going to be right to Ewing, who could potentially start a double play. Or if Cabrera missed that, Stafura kind of tripped going into second. He might have been thrown out. It's a tough break for the Mets and a good one for Daytona. This pitch gets away from Perozzo. Stafura is in. It's 1-0. Throw to third to get Cabrera, and he is tagged out. And that's the first thing that's gone right for the Mets in the opening minutes of this game. So Cabrera makes a no-no, making the first out of the inning at third base. But on this pass ball on Perozzo, Stafura is in. And Daytona has the 1-0 lead.
Yeah, unfortunate the run comes home on the pass ball, but really good job by the Mets to be aware there and get that out at third to at least clear the bases and give Wenninger basically a fresh start here with one away.
Correction, wild pitch.
That's being called a wild pitch now. And the strike is delivered to Carter Graham. It's 1-1. So, look, Daytona maybe sensing the Mets were on their heels. That's a very aggressive try by Cabrera to go first to third on a wild pitch. Now, look, they did it a couple of days ago, but that was ill-advised. But you can understand things not going well for Daytona this week. Try to catch the Mets on their heels. Ball fouled back right off that StLucieMets.com sign. So, ball and two strikes. Breaking ball, tapped foul. Got a piece of the slider.
And for Wenninger now, just has to try and settle back in, not let those two quick hits get to him too much. His pitches have been relatively good. Nothing that's caught middle of the plate. Just credit to Daytona, who's swinging the bat well right now to start this game.
1-2 pitch is blooped foul. the stands, taking a look at the replay of that wild pitch. It appeared that Perozzo thought he smothered it. I don't think he realized it got by him. Not that it mattered. It might have mattered because of the delay. Open the door for Cabrera to be thrown out at third. 1-2 pitch again, and it's a line drive into center field right at Fanyas, who reaches up high to pluck it. Two down. Fanyas discussing with his fellow outfielders maybe how that ball traveled on him. I think he nearly ran in too far. Wind is starting to shift out more towards center now. It was blowing in from right. Start the day. There's a swing and a miss on a off-speed pitch to Almonte. Almonte did a lot of damage against the Mets in the series in April in Daytona with four home runs, including a game winner, but hasn't done much of anything this week. Hit the ball hard a couple of times, but not factoring into any scoring. Oh, he unloads here to deep right field. Almonte with a long home run to make it 2-0 Daytona. His 12th of the season, his 5th against the Mets, and his 1st since May 17th. A no-doubter.
That ball was crushed deep into right field, landed all the way back on the walkway in right field. Didn't even hit the grass. That was a huge hit from Almonte, and now Daytona now with a 2-run lead.
Type of home run you see in Major League spring training here at Clover Park. Daytona came to play. Let's see if the Mets got the message.
377 on that home run, 109 miles off the bat, 24-degree launch angle.
That pitch came on a cutter at 87, and it didn't cut enough. Right off the teardrop, as they call it. Skipping right on out of the ballpark towards the swamp. Ground ball foul. So the Mets in a 2-0 hole here. Daytona scoring more runs today than they had all of yesterday. Pitch is high at 93. Now Wenninger gave up couple of home runs in Dunedin last week, but otherwise was tremendous. 7 innings, no walks, 12 strikeouts, and one of those home runs was kind of a cheapie into the wind. Here's a broken bat ground ball. Baez will hustle to it, loses his cap, wings to first, and gets the runner, Pineda. Inning over. But Daytona makes some noise. 2 runs and 3 hits in the first inning, including that shot by Almonte.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Brian Edgington, the Daytona starter, finds himself pitching with the lead before he's even throwing one pitch tonight. Game number 11, start number 11 for him. 1-4 with a 3.91 ERA. Last pitch against the Mets on April 28th, 4 innings. 4 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, a walk in 5 strikeouts. He also limited the Mets to 1 hit and 1 run in 4 innings here at Clover Park on opening night. Mets lineup sounds like this, looks like this. Boston Barrow is going to lead off in DH. He had the ice-breaking hit yesterday. Jesus Baez had an RBI single yesterday. Ewing to the 3 spot. Mercado bats cleanup. Hauk 5th, Rosas 6th, Fanyas 7th. Rosso and Cuevas round out in the Mets order. See what the Mets have for a response after that Impressive top of the first inning for Daytona's hitters. First pitch, a fastball at 90, ball one on Barrow.
That's going to be a key. The Mets have usually been really good when it comes to responding after going down a couple of runs. See if they can do it quickly here in the first inning.
1-0 pitch, and Barrow will sky one into left field. Tracking back is Pineda. He's twisting around, reaching up, and makes the catch while trailing onto the track. Barrow, a long fly out. Again, that wind is kind of shifted now, helping balls out to left. Not going to get much to right unless your name's Ariel Amonte.
Not a bad swing by Barrow, no question. Got that one deep into left field. Just got a little bit too much underneath that one. Couldn't quite get all of it, so it falls a little bit short on the warning track.
Baez with the ground ball foul. Baez yesterday picked up a big two-out hit in the sixth inning to give the Mets a 2-0 lead, and they won 2-1, so classify that as the difference-making hit in the game. A pop-up foul on a slider back to the seats. Baez yesterday with that RBI single picked up his 32nd RBI of the season. That's solo second in the league. He's having a great year. Slider down, one and two. And Baez will use his timeout. Edgington, undrafted out of Virginia. Very good baseball school. This ball is hit into left field, charging in Pineda. He'll camp underneath, make the catch for out number two.
Both those fly balls into left field for the Mets. Just getting underneath those a little bit too much. Edgington with some good pitches, though, and getting ahead of these Mets hitters.
Now A.J. Ewing. Looking for that first hit, has three walks thus far in his two games. A couple of well-struck balls deep to the outfield yesterday, just couldn't quite get him to drop in. Swings that will eventually turn into hits. One oh. Climbs the ladder. Fastball at 92. Went to the same spot. Two balls and a strike. We have the automated ball strike system calling every pitch tonight. Dylan Reeves just relaying what he hears in the earpiece. Tomorrow to the challenge system. Edgington the 2-1. Slider misses away. Three balls and a strike.
Well, this was something that really helped the Mets yesterday, was taking things slow, taking the pitches, fouling off close ones, and waiting for that pitch that you really like. And doing that so far, it had in a 3-1 count.
Goes after the fastball, nearly loses his helmet. Full count. Healthy cut. Mets come in on a five-game winning streak, a season high. But Daytona has thrown the first punch tonight. 3-2 pitch, and it's in there for strike three. Ewing will go back to the bench. Edgington will as well with a 1-2-3 lockdown inning, just what he and the Tortugas wanted after that thunderous top of the first. We'll go to the second. It's 2-0 Daytona.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone. And safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Oh, that was brunch a few weeks back on a Sunday. When are we getting brunch this month? And Sunday brunch is once a month. I haven't heard yet. If I haven't heard about it for this homestand, it's got to be the next one, Jake.
Always got food on the mind over
there.
Oh,
no doubt. You know what happens when it's Sunday brunch? That means you do the broadcast and I eat. Here's Diego Omana, fresh up from the Complex League, the Arizona Complex League. Just pitches in the dirt. 10 teams in the Florida State League. 9 of them bring up players from the Florida Complex League. Daytona the only one bringing guys over from the Arizona Complex League, since that is where the Reds hold their spring training. Omana pops one up on the right side of the infields. Who's calling for it? Mercado. Winninger trying to settle down after a rocky first inning. Gave up 2 hits. The first 2 batters threw a wild pitch to bring in a run. Gave up a bomb to Almonte. Somebody gets the first out and the first batter here.
Key form is to have that short-term memory right here. Just kind of make this the first inning of your game. Forget about the last one and try to get right back to what you did against Dunedin.
Faltine takes a pitch up. Wenninger's first game of the season, opening night here against Daytona, gave up a monster 3-run homer to Daytona. It went off high off the batter's eye. That was against Connor Burns. Settled down, and that turns out to be the only runs he gave up. 2-0 pitch is fouled back. And Mets have really all game to come back. They were down 3-0 in the bottom of the sixth inning on Tuesday, a much more dire situation. Breaking ball, called strike 2.
And obviously don't want to go down at any point in the game, really, but if it's going to happen, always good that it happens early in the game, so you do have much more time to make that comeback.
Breaking ball, a high bouncer out to third. Good catch by Houck, throws on the run, and Faltine is out. Pop out and a ground out here in the top of the second. Good charge by Houck to field that chest high. Now Yasiel Pino, we found out, is the first baseman today. Julio Murillo made that change without alerting us press level folks. It's his first at bat of the week. Long time Tortuga was around last year as well. Sat the first 2 games. Now tips fastball. You know, playing in game number 31 on his season, hitting .241 with 3 doubles and a home run. Fastball missed inside. Wenninger pitched last Thursday, so got that extra day of rest. 2-1 pitch is rolled foul. That was the last time the Mets lost. It was through no fault of Jack Wenninger. That's a game of all the games the Mets lost during that terrible month of May. That was maybe one of the more frustrating ones. He pitched 7 innings with 12 strikeouts, no walks, and the Mets did not win the game. He gets a strikeout here, barks something into his mitt. That's a good rebound inning for Jack Wenninger. Down go the Tortugas on a pop-out, ground-out, strikeout. Go to the home second. Still 2-0 Daytona.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Starling Mercado will lead it off for the Mets. You know what Starling Mercado told me before today's game, Jake?
What's that?
No walk-up music.
No walk-up music.
First player in history to not want walk-up music. Fastball for a strike. Over the years of broadcasting, being the PR guy, Jake, I found that I am good to the players for one thing and one thing only. Their music. Edgington with the fastball high.
You are right, though. I think that is the first time I've ever heard about a player not wanting any walk-up songs. Normally, they're all over that kind of stuff. Got to have the right walk-up song. Can't change it when you're on a hot streak. Kind of going the different route here.
Sought me out to say, don't play anything. Okay. Don't tell me twice. Ball fouled away. By the way, we do not do the walk music up here in the booth. That's Mikey down in the sound room.
Now, there was a song playing before that inning started, so does that count now? No. Is he not going to be happy about that?
That's for the fans. This pitch just missed. An ABS call on the strikes tonight. Not a happy return throw by Omana, the catcher.
It looks like it just missed, according to StatCast, but not by much. Very close to hitting at least a portion of the zone.
High ball three. That's one where tomorrow maybe the umpire calls it a strike and, depending on the situation, may or may not be challenged. Three, two. Called third strike. That one was in.
And that one looked like it did catch a pretty good portion of the zone, about 50% in right on top of the line. It's a tough pitch to take, another one of those borderline pitches that without the ABS system, maybe you get called a ball, but too close to take with two strikes.
Houck next. He's on a 7-game hitting streak. Takes a similar looking pitch. Backdoor slider up high. A one hit yesterday. Good enough to extend the streak to 7, which is his longest of the year. Breaking ball low. Well, now that Houck is hot, he's going to start seeing tougher breaking balls. Two-oh pitch, fastball missed outside, but if he's going to be patient like that, he's going to force pitchers to come right back in that zone with the heater.
The best way to be, if they're not going to throw you easy pitches, make them beat you and come over the plate.
Well, he took a chance, took a rip right there, 3-0. Now tipped it for a strike.
Certainly the pitch he wanted, right over the plate, just missed it a little bit. See if he comes back to it now and Houck gets another chance at it.
3-1, same spot. He looks at it for strike two. It's a full count. And Houck will use the timeout. Houck during this seven-game hitting streak is 11 for 28. A homer, a triple, three doubles, 10 RBI during the stretch. Payoff pitch, and he hits it a mile into the air in center. Playable for Faultine. Faultine makes the catch. Brian Etchington has retired all five batters he's faced. He rallied back from the 3-0 count to get the red hot Houck. Two gone, and Jeffrey Rosa due to hit. And Etchington, you look at his starts against the Mets this year, they've all been good. He has not had a clunker. Got a good idea of how to pitch St. Lucie. A lot of new faces to deal with. Ewing, Rosa, Barrow, Fanyas. Fans starting to get edgy about the strike zone, but it's a good sign for the ABS when it's working properly, the fans don't notice. Rosa fouls one back. Etchington on opening night, four innings, one hit, one run. April 23rd, 4 2/3, six hits, two runs. April 28th, four innings, four hits, one earned run. The 0-2 pitch, and he strikes out Rosa with the slider. So, Brian Etchington likes facing the St. Lucie Mets. He has struck out three and two perfect innings. We'll go to the third. It's 2-0 Tortugas.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, today would have been a great beach day. Man, it was blazing hot, so hot today you felt that the heat had to break with a massive storm. We thought around 2 o'clock we'd be in the danger zone by the time 7 o'clock rolled around, but rain keeps pushing away. Actually rather pleasant considering how hot it was earlier today. Wenninger starts with a curveball to Johnny Ascanio. Batting ninth today, Ascanio yesterday 0-for-3 with a strikeout. Takes this fastball for a strike at 91. Wenninger, since allowing the missile home run to Almonte, has retired all four batters he's faced. One pitch is hit into center field. Fanyas spies it. Makes the catch. That retires Ascanio for the first out of the third. Make it five straight for Mr. Wenninger.
Started to settle in nicely here. Five in a row now and all gotten them relatively quickly. Hopefully that can continue here for the Mets, and then the offense has a chance to get back in it.
He's thrown 30 pitches for the first time through the order. Now Stafura, who started the game with a hit, scored on a wild pitch. Ground ball sharply at right to Baez. Scoops it up. throws to first. Close save. Wow. Stafura putting on a show this week. Beats out a routine ground ball. Actually a hard hit ground ball. And Baez, he picked it up through to first. Wasn't slow with it. But the message has been sent. No, he was too slow with it. Absolutely. Second look. Yep. Got to go faster against that guy. He's a ball player. And not to be messed around with.
It's a great job by him to beat out that throw. He's ready to write down ground out in the book, but he beats it out.
Infield single. And now a ball pummeled to deep left by Cabrera, and that is long gone. A two-run blast. That puts Daytona up 4-0. Ricardo Cabrera is sixth of the season. Top of the lineup doing work for the Tortugas. Second home run of the night.
And now that infield single that we had just a moment ago becomes even more costly on the home run. Instead of two away and just a solo shot, still one away, and it's a 4-0 lead for Daytona.
Stafur making things happen. Carter Graham with the ground ball. Long throw for Baez again. He double clutches but gets the out this time. And going back to the home run by Cabrera. Hit that one 103.8 off the bat. 24-degree launch angle, 405 feet. Came on a slider at 81 miles per hour. Just hung up right in the middle. Wenninger, for all his success the past couple of starts, prone to the long ball now. It's four home runs in his last two outings. And here's Almonte takes a ball and then ahead of a changeup. One and one. Swing and a miss on a fastball. I'm trying to change speeds on him. One, two. Fastball on appeal. Did he go? No. He held up. Doesn't hurt to ask if you're Perozzo. Two-two pitch. Just missed. That cut fastball that has worked so well for Wenninger. Thought he bought strike three. Full count. A tapper, Wenninger going for it, gloves it, throws to first, inning over. Well, outside of the two-run homer, Wenninger made all the pitches he need to that inning, but the infield single with the hustling Stafura and the two-run homer have doubled up Daytona's lead from 2-4. That's a bat in the bottom of the third when we come back.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Lee Fine is leading off for the Mets, Edgington. There was a ball low, and Jake, we have the keys to the game. Want to take us through them?
Absolutely. So the first key for the Mets, big hitters stay clutch. Hauk Baez, Berra coming up with big game-changing hits this week. Continue that. Dominant Jack, best start of the season at Daytona. Struggled last time versus Daytona. Tired to have a good outing today. And then controls Tafora, has four of Daytona's seven hits in the first two games. So,
Jake, I'd say put X's next to number two and three right now.
Yeah, that, absolutely. Those were the two things they have not done so far to start off this game.
This ball is a well-struck ball by Fanyas out to deep center, and that's going to be caught on a reach by Faltin. And he high steps off the resident's sign. The wind is kind of blowing out there, but not hard enough for Fanyas to get this over Faltin. Well, Daytona's putting together a good game, aren't they? On the mound, got everybody out, making good defensive plays, hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Man, you could not draw it up any better. You're the Tortugas right now. Here's Perozzo. As far as the second key to the game, Jack Weininger dominating a key, I'm more concerned about the number three, controlling Stafura. Two hits, two runs, and Baez not being quick with the throw to first base on a routine play. That's the one that they've got to get corrected.
When it comes to Weininger, he's been solid except for the long ball. That's what's hurt them the most. Three of the four runs right now all coming off of that long ball against Weininger.
0-2 pitch to Perozzo, and he will swing and miss at the changeup at 85. With good fading action. And Ryan Edgington is right now in the zone. Perozzo checking his fingers out. Hopefully he's okay there.
Have to give Edgington a lot of credit right now. He has been just cruising through this St. Lucie lineup, been really efficient right now. He's got a total of three strikeouts and has faced the minimum so far.
Trying to be perfect first time through the order. Throws a curveball for a strike to Cuevas. Cuevas yesterday hitless from the nine spot, but walked three times. Scored a key run in the 2-1 win. One pitch swung on and missed, and now Edgington a strike away from going nine up, nine down. Cuevas will use the timeout. You know, the Mets in this five-game winning streak, and their forte has not been scoring runs early. So this is not a strange start to this one, considering how well the Mets have played, as Cuevas grounds one to first, and it's missed on the backhand by Pino, and it'll trickle into right field. And now official score, Bill's got a decision to make. Tough play, backhanded pick. He probably should have blocked it with his body. It'll be called a hit. And a tough in-between bounce, but you can get the body in front of it, knock it down. And he opted to go the other way.
Escanio was also ranging over to that first base side as well, and then when it came off of Pino, it just kind of bounced right over his head, so he wasn't able to really back it up. But a good break for the Mets. See if they can take advantage of it now.
Back to the top in Barrow. So Edgington the first time through the order. One hit, everybody else out. See if the Mets make the adjustment as this fastball goes in for a strike. Barrow flew out to left, first time up. Check swing. Did he go too far? They're going to appeal it. Did not. He held up. Yeah, let's see. In this Mets winning streak, which started 5-4 win on last Friday against Dunedin, they put up a four spot in the third inning. Didn't score again until the eighth. Took them until the fifth inning to get their first hit, and an 8-0 win on Saturday. Took them into the fifth inning to get their first hit, and the 3-1 win on Sunday. They didn't score until the sixth inning on Tuesday, and they didn't score until the sixth inning yesterday. And they've won all these games, so nobody's down there panicking without a run on the board through 2 2/3. 1-0 pitch is caught on and fouled. But on the flip side, during the five-game winning streak, this is now the most runs the Mets have given up in a game. Tied. Give 4 runs on Friday, none on Saturday, 1 on Sunday, 3 on Tuesday, and then 1 yesterday. So the offense is going to have to go above and beyond of what it's done for the most part during this good streak if they want it to continue. Pitch just missed.
There's no question the Mets can get back in this game. We've seen their offensive ability a couple of times throughout these last few weeks. A little bit tougher when you're down early, but a couple of swings of the bat and you can be right back in it, especially only down 4. All it takes is 1.
Cuevas is going to get a head start. 3-2 pitch is sliced foul. And Boston's having his typical at-bat.
There's one thing you can count on. It's Boston Barrel fouling off pitch after pitch and being deep into the count.
Well, Edgington, it was almost too easy for him first 8 batters. So the fact that Cuevas got the hit and now Barrow's making him work, at least put that on his radar that he's not going to go into total cruise control the entirety of the game. Another foul ball. Cuevas is going to be out of breath by the time ball's eventually put into play or he walks up to second.
Well, last time he rounded second was all the way halfway to third when he had to make his way back. This time only got mostly to second base before he had to head back.
3-2 again. And Barrow strikes it high into center field towards Faltine, who waves for it and makes the catch, and the side is retired. Mets pick up their first hit, but Cuevas is stranded at first. Edgington has pitched 3 shutout innings, and Daytona leads 4-0.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker back with you. Scenes from the Atlantic Ocean, shot earlier this year. Much cooler and cloudier here at Clover Park as we're ready to start the fourth inning. Daytona off to a tremendous start, the 4-0 lead. Down goes the shell. Winninger, the exception of a couple of home runs and a wild pitch, has done well, but Daytona's managed hard hits against him. Pitch is fouled off. He keeps attacking the hitters. 41 pitches, 42 now, and 28 strikes. Fastball a tad high. Ooh, high strike. Look, Pineda the look back. Delayed call there by Dylan Reeves. And Pineda will use the timeout.
Yeah, that's one of those pitches that if it's not the ABS, highly likely it's called a ball. A stitch of it catches the zone. And it's black and white with the ABS system.
0-2. That one's definitely high. One, two pitches grounded deep to third. That's going to be played by Murillo. Hey, that's a nice play. You know who appreciates that, Jake? Jeffrey Rosa down in left field.
Doesn't have to run in and get it.
Well, Julio, what are you going to do? You going to throw it to somebody?
He doesn't know what to do with the ball.
Are they?
Oh, no, there's another ball.
Oh, okay. I was going to say for a minute there, Julio's like, wait a minute. Was that a fair ball? Where did that ball come from? In the line of vision of Dylan Reeves. 1-2 on Pineda again. He fouls this one back to the screen. Pineda grounded out to short in the first. One-two pitch, check swing. Did he go? The Mets think he did. No. Two-two pitch. Slider missed. Full count. Payoff pitch, a ground ball backhanded by Baez. Long throw coming, and it's too high. Off the camera well, that'll be. And Mercado's going to pick it up. Tag, safe. Error. E6 on Baez, who's having a rough day out there at short. Took too long to make an easy out at first, costing him that Stafura play. And this one just too high and wide. Doing a lot of DHing lately. Hasn't played a ton of short. He's gotten several opportunities tonight. Made some, missed a couple. Omana's up. Pickoff play. Pineda safe. Mets for the first four games during this win streak did not make an error. Yesterday made two. Got away with it. Pitches low. One of those errors on Kevin Villavicencio. You almost feel bad because he played such a great game defensively. Probably won it for the Mets defensively. Kevin on the bench tonight. 1-0 pitch. Runner goes. Foul ball to the net.
The big thing about this error is it is early in the inning, still nobody out. So those are the ones that can come back to haunt you a little bit more. Have to work a little bit quicker in getting those outs to prevent that error from coming back and scoring. At the end of the day, mistakes are going to happen. You mentioned Adam Baez has been DHing a lot, so just trying to get back into the swing of things. Key for the Mets is to have that short-term memory.
1-1 pitch. Low. Strike. Omana can't believe it. I can't believe it. That pitch was a strike. We'll have to see that again on a replay if we can. He's going to use the timeout. This was called a strike by the computer. Oh, man. Jake?
It looks like it did, according to caught the edge of the zone. You know, that's the one thing, Adam, that I'm not crazy about the ABS system with. You know, if it just touches the zone, it's called a strike, but listen, that's the way it is. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Again, that's one of those ones, too, where it's the challenge system. If I'm a betting man, that's a ball, and nobody's challenging that.
2-2 pitch on Omana, and he will foul this one back. Trying to recover from that shocking ABS call. Pickoff play, they're going to get him. Yep. Pineda caught flat-footed like he was in quicksand, scrambling back, nailed by Wenninger.
Well, one of the best ways to take an error off the board, pick the guy off at first. Really nice job there to catch him flat-footed. And it's a big out. Now bases are cleared once again. And basically back to a fresh inning where you would have gotten that first out anyway.
2-2 pitch to Omana. Struck him out. Look at that. A pickoff and a strikeout in about a span of 20 seconds. Two down in the inning.
Now you've heard of the throw him out, strike him out. That was the pickoff, strike him out.
And then breaking ball, Omana right over the top. That's that power fading changeup. Baffled so many of those Blue Jay hitters last week. Now Faltine takes that same pitch for a strike.
Both times now, when Wenninger gave up the home run, he settled in and started to retire guys quickly after the long ball.
Swing and a miss on the slider. Well, he's, six-round pick from Illinois. College guys. And there's a sense of calm about him. He just keeps attacking. Doesn't seem to let the negative things affect him very much. 0-2 pitch, and there's that changeup again. Strikes out Faltine. That's a good inning for Wenninger. The pickoff and two strikeouts. He's through four. Mets are down four. You're watching the Mets on Bally Live, the home of minor league baseball.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000 strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most. Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
The Wanamaker course on PGA. About a mile away from Clover Park. Was out there Monday. Me and Nick, we didn't do so great. This ball is hit a mile up, deep to left field by Baez at the track. That one's going to leave the yard. Bye-bye, baseball. Jesus Baez has just hit his eighth home run of the season. Way up in the stratosphere. And that puts the Mets on the board. It's now 4-1 Tortugas.
Great way to get a rally going here. Baez coming in and crushes it as the leadoff guy. Get things going for the Mets. He's stayed hot over these last couple of weeks.
Slider stayed up. Pineda gave it a look, but no leap. That breaks the seal for the Mets offense. They're on the board now, trailing by three. They didn't have a hit through their first eight batters. They now have two in their last three when you throw in the Cuevas single. Now Ewing up. See if that opens the doors for the offense. Do have a slight breeze blowing out to left. It might have helped it, especially given how high that was. I'd say that was just beyond a wall scraper. 1-2 on Ewing. Hit 100.7 miles per hour off the bat. 38 degree launch angle. That's quite high. And it did not list a distance. Ewing strikes out swinging. Good bounce back for Edgington.
Let's see if we can make an educated guess. He's right near the scoreboard. Maybe say 340, 345? Somewhere in that range?
Say, they used to have, right in left center, they used to have a distance marker. It's since gone. I believe it was something like 375. 55, somewhere around there. So in that range.
And at the end of the day, a home run is a home run all the same. Gets the Mets on the board, and hopefully the team fired up.
0-1 to Mercado. He grounds one foul. So you have two of the top home run hitters in the league flexing their muscle today. Almonte, the league leader, with 11 coming in, has hit his 12th. And Baez, who came in T3, has now got his 8th solo third, trailing only Almonte and Christian Feliz, who the Mets ran into last week in Dunedin. Two pitch. Good take by Mercado. Seems to be getting good at that. Those close takes. Of course, he took a close take for a strike three last time. Hard ground ball eats up Stafura, or rather Cabrera, into center field. That'll be a base hit for Mercado, and now the Mets are starting to get some hits. Third one in the last five batters. Maybe the hottest hitter of all. Howe coming up next. So Mercado, it's a good level swing. And Cabrera, it's tough play. Tough play.
99 off the bat. It's always hard to grab one that's coming at you that fast. Nice job by Mercado, though, to take that last pitch to get him into a better count and then drive it.
Slider down and away to Houck, who got ahead 3-0 in his first at-bat, ended up flying out to center. Full count pitch. Looking for an 8-game hitting streak. Fouls it off to the right. Strike one. So Baez hitting that home run to 8 on the season. He's had such a really good year. I'm starting to wonder how much longer he's going to be around. A 1-1 pitch that ties Houck up. Goes too far for a strike. Baez, of course, hit the game-winning homer on Tuesday night, turning a one-run deficit into a one-run lead in the seventh inning. But Nick Morabito dominated the Florida State League, and he was gone the start of May. Here we are. We've creeped into June, and Baez is on a similar type tear. 1-2 pitch low. Might not be collecting as many hits or the high batting average of Morabito, but the slugging stands out.
He's been on my radar for a little bit now as a guy that could potentially get called up playing so well. And consistently, I think that's the key for Baez is, yes, he's not as where Morabito's batting average.
2-2 pitches, a called strike three. Houck doesn't like it, but there's really no complaint to be made to the umpire.
Not that more Beto average going back to Baez, but he's been so consistent throughout this season. That's what's made him so good.
That's a good slider. Didn't like it, but that was kind of the pitch when he was in the depths of the slump in May. You know, those outside high sliders were tough on him. There's a pitch that's inside to Rosa for a strike. Yeah, Baez consistent with the bat, of course, but as we've seen today, some work to be done defensively. I don't think anybody thought that Morabito was staying in Port St. Lucie because his defense was holding him back. Excellent defender. Morabito, by the way, playing probably just as well in Brooklyn these days as he did in St. Lucie. Maybe a little bit down to earth, comparatively so, but seem to miss a beat. Reports we get from up there. 1-1 pitch. Rosa, big cut and a miss. It only took, Morabito 2 weeks of being up in the South Atlantic League to be in the top 10 in stolen bases. One, two to Rosa. Up and in. Two balls, two strikes. Hard ground ball to third. Graham to one knee, throws to second. Caught by Escanio. That'll force out Mercado. And the inning is over. But Jesus Baez brings the Mets offense to life with the leadoff home run. The deficit is now 3 as we head to the top of the fifth.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
Jack Weininger back to work in the sixth inning. He's going to throw his 59th pitch here momentarily to Yasiel Pino, who he struck out looking in the second. That's down 4-1. And they were down 3-1 and 3-0 in the sixth inning. On Tuesday, the opener came back to win. Weininger's 0-1 pitch. Laid in at 91 for strike two. And time called by Pino.
Got to finish that conversation too, Adam, on Morabito. 308 average, two home runs, 14 stolen bases with a 406 on base percentage. So he's playing well.
Pino, I'm not very happy with that strike call, but you can't really, you can tell the umpires, Perozzo gets dinged in the hand. His hitters just have to adjust. ABS is not changing or going anywhere this year in this Florida State League. Too high for ball two. Buried in the dirt, another one that clips Perozzo, full count.
The Rangers found himself in a full count a couple of times. But for the most part, he's done a good job at battling.
3-2 pitch, a line drive out of play. Jake, I'm going to say it. Probably shouldn't say it. There's not been a walk in this game.
You're right. Well, let's just hope the announcer's jinx doesn't come into play there.
3-2, a foul ball headed back to the seats. Pino, another Tortuga without a Daytona logo on his helmet. Three-two again, and this ball is hit a mile deep to left. If it's fair, it's gone. It's hooking foul. We have not made a decision yet. Umpire finally calls foul right in front of Julio Murillo, who's very upset.
He wasn't sure as he's walking down the line.
It was hit so high.
It was really high. Hauk started saying foul. Of course he was saying foul, though, and it was a close one.
Well, the umpire's going to get together now. Look, you can't, if you're the first base umpire, Caleb George, you cannot overturn that. You can't overturn it. That foul ball. You can't over. I mean, the home plate umpire, he's got a better look than the first base umpires. You just can't. And Julio can argue till he's red in the face, and he might.
Well, yeah,
the umpire's just going to have to listen.
He looked over to the first base umpire. I think he was kind of hoping, like, maybe you saw it, you know? I'm not sure, because it was, as you said, Adam, a mile high.
Look, we don't have the best view up here. We're kind of catty-cornered just off to the right side of home plate. I mean, look, off the bat, I thought this was going to hook foul. It's, I mean, you see where it lands. Again, that's a tough angle as well. I see some fans saying home run. The fact that he hit it over the boardwalk is pretty impressive. Landed on the half field, so call's not going to change. Will stay 4-1. And now, oh, now Julio and Caleb George, field umpire yelling across the fields. Okay.
Gotta be a little careful. Might have our second ejection here at Clover Park.
He said his piece, not get the result he wanted. 3-2 to Pino again, and it will be grounded off the side of the mound right out to Ewing. Makes the play. So from a near home run to a ground out, Pino is retired.
A nice job by Winninger to bounce back there. You know, a little bit of delay there. You think you might have given up a home run. It goes foul, though. He comes right back, though, and gets the ground out.
Exit velocity on the foul ball was 99.1, 39-degree launch angle. It's so high over the foul pole. So far over the foul pole that the umpire couldn't get a good read. I think it's not. I would say no. Judging on how we've seen it play out over the years here at Clover Park, I would think no. That was not a home run. But I don't say that with any great conviction. Scagno in a 1-1 count.
I don't envy the umpire in this situation. Tough call.
Swing and a miss on a dirt ball. Again, off the bat, I thought right away, oh, that's foul. No issues. But then you start to look at it, where it landed. And again, the umpire was very delayed in making the call. And Pino was kind of slow out of the box. Nobody's really moving around on the diamond. A 1-2 pitch. It's popped up into left field towards Rosa. Makes the catch with two hands. Two outs.
The umpires down here in single A don't have the benefit of replay. They got to make that call and then just go from there. like you would in the majors. But nonetheless, nice job by Winninger. He's got two quick outs now in this inning.
Stafura's 3-for-3. Wow, kid's incredible right now. Singles in the first, third, and now fifth. He's got 7 hits in the 3-game series, plus a walk. Man, put a sticker on his helmet. Straight line drive. So he continues to terrorize the Mets. It's always one Tortuga. Always one. Last year was Hector Rodriguez, and built the MVP campaign squarely off facing the Mets. His former team, by the way. The Mets made that 2022 trade. Jose Acuna, St. Lucie pitcher, and Hector Rodriguez, a St. Lucie player. Tyler Naquin played for New York, not well, and hasn't played in the major since. Hector Rodriguez then came up to Daytona last year and absolutely clobbered the Mets almost every game. In a different world, he would have done that work for St. Lucie, not against. Now, this year, it appears that Stufura is going to be the one. He's running. Throw is going to be late by Perozzo. Stafura, who was thrown out yesterday trying to steal, gets his stolen base this time.
3-for-3. He's got 2 runs and now a stolen base to add on that line. He has been hot in today's game, to say the least.
Yeah, Ewing, just a nice job corralling that. Had no chance to get him. 1-1 on Cabrera, homeward last time up, and he fouls this one straight back. And Cabrera, top 10 Reds prospect, so between him and Stafura, it's a pretty good 1-2 punch. Then you got Almonte, the home run threat, a couple of batters later. Offense should be getting better for Daytona. It's been a rough go for about a month. 1-2 pitch, and that's a sharp ground ball to Baez. Backhand. He's got another chance for a good throw. This time he makes it. Oh! Cabrera tumbles, hitting the base. He's okay. Ugly looking fall. The inning's over. Stafura stranded at second. No runs, a hit, no errors. One left. We're at the halfway point. 4-1 Tortugas.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at StLucieMets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Mets in Tortugas. Mets leading at 4-1 right now. Trailing 4-1, excuse me.
And Edgington back to work this inning. Winninger is throwing 76 pitches for the Mets. Curious to see if he'll come back out for the sixth. Again, the Mets, smaller pitching staff these days. Probably use another inning from their starter. Edgington, 4 innings, 3 hits, 1 run on a home run to Baez. He's throwing 64 pitches. He'll face the bottom of the Mets order, starting with Fanyas, then Perozzo, then Cuevas. And a pretty decent crowd here tonight at Clover Park for Dollar Night. Not our biggest Dollar Night, but hey, given the fact that it was super hot early, probably too hot for people to go outside and in the threat of rain late. People showed up. This ball's a rip right into the mitt of Pino at first. It saves an extra base hit down the line. Tough break for Fanyas, who nearly hit one over the head of Faltine last time up.
That one 98 off the bat and just right into the glove of Pino. Tough break there. Just have to bounce back. Not much you can do about it.
As hard as he's hit the ball today, could easily be 2 for 2 instead of 0 for 2. That's baseball, Susan. Now Perozzo. He'll take a fastball for strike one. I think we've avoided the rain. I say that now. We are 2 outs away from this game being official, for what it's worth. Perozzo takes strike 2. Did not like it again. This is the most reaction I've seen from players in a game this year with the ABS system. Many are in disagreement with it. 0-2 pitch is high. There was a game, I think it was earlier this week, where Mets dugout appeared to even ask the umpire.
Confirm it.
Like, maybe he said ball or strike wrong. 1-2 pitch is inside. I mean, it needs to be recalibrated here at Clover Park.
Now, I have StatCast always pulled up, and I always watch it as the game goes on here up in the broadcast booth. And I will say, these are the most pitches I've seen. Have been those borderline pitches where if it's not the ABS system, it's 50-50.
Perozzo strikes out swinging, or Deneau, it was fouled away. Catcher Omana in his first game couldn't quite squeeze it home. Yeah, that will continue. Two-two pitch. Broken bat, flare into shallow right. On comes Almonte. He'll make the running catch to retire Perozzo. Two up and two down for Edgington in the bottom of the fifth.
Another tough break there for the Mets on the broken bat. Got a good swing off, did Perozzo, but the broken bat probably kills a lot of its momentum and it makes it a much tougher single.
Edgington has done well since giving up the leadoff home run last inning to Baez. Only one batter has reached since. That was the Mercado single. Here's Cuevas, has one of the Mets' 3 hits. Called strike one. Tortugas hitting a couple of home runs today. A solo home run by Almonte. 2-run shot by Cabrera. Cuevas yanks one to right field. That's going to drop in front of Almonte. And Johairo Cuevas is 2 for 2 from the 9 spot.
Cuevas doing a nice job of doing some damage. 2 good swings. That ball 94 off the bat. Just gets right over the head of all of the infielders. Down in right field for an easy base hit.
Yeah, that's a swing and a hit that he is capable of. He's been on base now 5 times from the 9 spot the last 2 days. Back to the top in Barrow, 0 for 2. Cuevas is running, pitches a strike, throw to second base in time. Nice throw by Omana as he cuts down Cuevas, trying to sneak into second base.
2-6.
That'll do it for the 5th inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, nobody left on for the Mets. We head to the 6th. Daytona leads by 3.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, rain is in the area, but we're going to play on here. If there is any rain, hopefully it's light rain. Julio Murillo still discussing matters with home plate umpire Dylan Reeves. I guess that's about that Pino foul ball. We will never know, will we? Jack Weninger is back to work for the Mets in the sixth inning. 76 pitches. Five innings, six hits, no walks, three strikeouts, four runs. Half of those hits coming from Stafura. First pitch to Graham is a strike. Graham 0 for 2.
And the good news is you won't have to face Stafura to another seven batters. You got some time before you have to get back around to him.
I'm going to guess he won't be in the game the next time Stafura pitches. I don't think we've had a game this year where a pitcher, starting pitcher, has faced the lineup for the fourth time. This is the third time through. 1-1 is a grounder to third. Hauk will stab it. Fire to first, and it's way away from Cuevas. Graham nearly runs into the umpire up to second base. That's going to be another throwing error on the Mets today, E5. And Hauk, that looked extremely rushed to me when it really didn't have to be. I mean, he fired this thing. Go back to the play on Friday night in Dunedin where he ended the game on a ground ball, which is a nice, easy throw across the diamond. Little arc to it. That was a really unnecessary missile.
The timing, everything seemed pretty good, but it was just too far to the left, speed-wise, I should say, when it comes to the timing, but too far to the left, and Mercado tried to hold the bag and just couldn't quite get to it.
Now Almonte will bat. It's going to be a two-base error, and a strike is delivered. So the defense a little shaky here behind Weninger tonight. Two errors, and the ground ball to Baez where he just took too much time, couldn't get the out at first. 0-1 pitch is lobbed high in the sky towards Rosa. Rosa's going to run in. Graham's going to try to tag the third. Here comes the throw. Oh, on the money from Rosa. And he nails Graham at third base. What a hose. Correction, that's Cuevas. Cuevas, the right fielder, with an absolute missile.
I'm going to call it now, Adam. I think that is the play of the homestand so far. That was a beautiful throw from Cuevas. Gets it in, kind of jogs in as he's making the throw. Great transition and gets it all the way right to third base on time and on target to get the out.
So what's interesting is the two errors the Mets have made have immediately been erased. One on a pickoff and one on a play by Cuevas, who smartly plays that to a single from Pineda.
It's no question the best way to erase those errors is to have great plays like the Mets have had immediately after, too. So now two away for the Mets in this inning.
So the Pineda single doesn't hurt the Mets, not with the runner off the base. Brings up Omana. And he will ground one slowly to Hauk. That's going to stay fair. Hit the bag. He'll be chased down by Baez. And the throw to third base back to Hauk. Not going to be in time. Tough break for Colin. As that ball skips off the bag, Omana will get credit with the double. And it's going to be second and third with two outs. And go back to play yesterday. Fanius hits the bag at first base. And that for the Mets really started the winning rally. And this one, it's just a tough play. Not much he can do about it. So we'll have a mound visit. Jordan Krause is out to talk to Weninger. And this is a critical spot in the game. You've just had an error erased. two outs, bases empty, thinking you're going to get out of it. All of a sudden, a hit, a lucky double, and the Tortugas hit away from opening up a five-run lead. It's a brief visit for Kraus. First one of the night.
Good news is you got two outs in the inning, so you can kind of focus on the batter, not worry about the runners too much. Get that guy out and end this inning quickly and get back into the dugout, still just trailing by three.
Faltine, the hitter. And a good job of smothering that pitch by Perozzo. Already been one run scored tonight on a wild pitch. That's the only non-home run. Slider just off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Wenninger pitching ball team very carefully. Two-0 pitch got him to chase the high fastball at 91.
Nice comeback pitch there. Last pitch he threw more to the outside of the plate and lower. This time comes right back up high on the fastball. Nice job to change locations on him.
Ground ball hooked foul past third. That'll even the count, two balls and two strikes. Let me pause while Rosa goes to get that ball. Made some kids' night. Wenninger looking for six innings in the books. The 2-2 nearly hits him. Full count. And Wenninger, Edgington between the two of them this deep in the game have not walked a batter. Several three-ball counts for Wenninger, but he has thrown it in there. Payoff pitch, breaking ball, fouled off to the right. Wenninger approaching 90 pitches. This could be his last batter. 3-2 to Faltine. Struck him out looking. Fastball right in there. Jack Wenninger, with a little help from Johairo Cuevas in this inning, puts up a zero. He'll finish his night with three straight scoreless innings. Mets hanging in there. They were down three runs entering the bottom of the sixth on Tuesday. They're in the same spot on this Thursday.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
This is Paul Taglieri, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
And going back to that ground ball that we thought hit the third base bag last inning, it might have missed the bag. It might have just taken a terrible bounce on Houck. almost like it, somebody just stopped from bouncing and rolled it. Either way, no error on Houck on that one. It's a double. And the Mets get away with it. And now we begin the bottom of the sixth. Edgington still out there. Throws a curveball or strike one to Barrow. Barrow at the plate when Cuevas was caught stealing second to end the fifth. Barrow will take this changeup for a ball, and he did hold his swing. There is action in Daytona's bullpen. I expect a new pitcher for the Mets in the seventh. Fastball over for strike two. Boston today, a fly out to left and a fly out to center. Bouncing ball out to second base. Escanio makes the play. Barrow drops to 0 for 3. Jesus Baez, the lone source of the Mets' offense today, will step in. By the way, no Met this year has had a multi-homer game. We've had a grand slam. We've had guys go back-to-back, but nobody's hit two home runs in one. Baez trying to. Hits it way up in the sky, deep to left. Ballpark will hold. It's caught by Faltin. A couple of quick outs here for Edgington in the bottom of the sixth, and I think Pineda's saying, why are you over here? That's my ball.
Well, that one sounded pretty good off the bat from Baez, but fortunately just died a little bit too much. No help from the wind. That's kind of gone away now here as we approach in the bottom of the sixth, approach the seventh inning.
No wind means probably no rain. Ground ball, base hit. A.J. Ewing has just collected his first St. Lucie Met hit. Save that ball.
The Mets dugout's calling for it. Edgington hasn't known yet. There we go. We got the ball.
Edgington, good sport. There it is. First single A hit. For A.J. Ewing. The inning will continue for Starling Mercado. Clean it, too. No questions about it. Big cut by Mercado.
He's been playing well at the plate. He's drawn a couple of walks before getting his first hit today, so knew it was coming eventually. A nice one to get there.
Mercado. Another big cut at 91. Challenge fastballs here. Edgington looking for six impressive innings. And Daytona's pitching staff has been top ranked in the league all season. 0-2 pitch. Ewing going. Pitches a ball. Throw to second base by Omana. The tag. Got him. Diego Omana, the catcher for Daytona, has just ended back-to-back innings. With caught stealings. Coming over from the Complex League Reds in Arizona. Flashing that strong arm tonight. And Edgington, six innings of no walk, six strikeout, one run ball. He and the Tortugas will take a 4-1 lead to the seventh.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast, and new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Let's get back to the field.
Here we're down in Port St. Lucie. Go visit the Tradition Area. Down on exit 118. It's a good place to explore, grab a bite to eat, do some shopping, watch nature. We are 3 miles up the road in Clover Park. Gregory Lewis is your new Mets pitcher. Lefty throws ball one on appeal. Stays ball one. So Wenninger's 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts. Threw 91 pitches, 61 strikes. Gave up a couple of runs in the first, the 2-run homer in the third, but otherwise finishes his night with 3 straight scoreless innings. Keep the Mets in the game. Now Lewis trying to do the same. This is low and it's 3-0, and we have not had a walk through 6 innings. Lewis in danger of walking Pino on 4 pitches. He did not.
Well, Lewis so far 3.86 ERA. This is his 6th appearance. 9 1/3 innings pitched. 9 strikeouts and 10 walks for him on the season.
Pino drives the ball into deep left field, and that is going to land on the back of the warning track. Hustling to it, Rosa. Here comes his throw to Baez. Whips to second. Not in time. A double for Pino. Just missed the home run last time up. Certainly kept this fair. Pretty good relay by Rosa and Baez to even make that interesting at second. I think Pino knew he had to hustle given how hard he hit that ball. Well, Lewis didn't give up the walk.
He keeps the no walker alive.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
You know, this deep into the season in single A, you have to appreciate when something like that happens. Look, I don't think we're going to get very many more Edgington-type winning or pitching matchups. I mean, the college guys this deep into the season, at least for the St. Lucie Mets and the Mets organization, are usually moving on if they haven't already. Same for most other teams in the league. Here's a bunt try, and that's fouled off by Ascanio. So, yeah, we can appreciate a Wenninger-Edgington pitching matchup. The third time we've had it this year. Each team has won a game. Actually, no, that's incorrect. The Mets have won both times. Opening night, they had to come back to do it. April 23rd, opener at Daytona. Wenninger outpitched Edgington. 4-0 Mets win. Then Edgington pitched a Sunday game. He started it. And Wenninger finished it for the Mets as Daytona walked it off. Nothing and two on Ascanio, who you presume would not be bunting now. And Lewis will step off. That's a disengagement, number one. Lewis last pitched on Sunday, part of the Mets' 3-1 win over Dunedin. Well, he is going to square to bunt. Is he actually going to try to do it? He's going to pull back and take strike three. Well, that was a head-scratching and poor at-bat by Ascanio. Not sure what he was trying to accomplish there.
He thought maybe he was faking the bunt. It's always extremely risky, obviously, to bunt with 2 strikes. So
if he was faking the bunt, he would have retracted. I guess he thought that it was too. It wasn't in the strike zone, so let's not offer at it. One. Clearly caught the corner. Mets will take the out, and now a ground ball foul by Stafura, who's going for a four-hit game. This guy is absolutely eating up the St. Lucie Mets. Seven hits in three games. We'll say this, though. All singles. I feel like that he's due for something bigger at this rate. 0-1 pitch, he chases. Well, he's got seven hits. How many outs has he made this week? Four.
Not bad.
Almost twice as many hits as outs. Lewis, the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball to third. Houck off of his glove, and it gets away. Baez will have to track it down. Stufer is on again, but this time it's going to be on an error. Houck has had some trouble there at third base today. Throwing error, a ball that went under his glove on a bad bounce, and this one just didn't get the glove down and dirty enough. It's a three-error game for the left side of the Mets defense.
Well, the way things have been going today, Adam, I'm wondering if we're going to now get our erasing error type of play. Two times we had an error in this game. We had the pickoff and then the throw out from Cuevas all the way to third base. What is it going to be this time?
It's up to do it three times in a game. Let's see if they can. How about a double play ball? Cabrera has two hits tonight. First pitch, he's going to fly it into left field. Rosa backing up. Going to make the catch. Here comes the heave to the infield. It'll be a sac fly for Cabrera. His third RBI of the night, and that will stretch Daytona's lead to 5-1, matching their biggest lead of the night.
A little surprised he didn't try to go for the out at home, but he just thought he wasn't going to be able to get it there in time no matter what, so played the safer route, just got it in.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jake, and we've seen this improvement from the Mets outfield. Earlier in the season, in May, a lot of guys trying to do too much. As this ball was stung into left center, sinking fast. Oh, tripping around third base to Furra. Here's the throw to get him. It's going to be held by Baez. He looks around, nowhere to go with it. So Stufura tripped, but he makes his way to third base. It's a single for Graham.
Stafura's tripped a couple of times around the base passes today. Daytona having a little trouble out there on the infield when it comes to running. Maybe some new cleats are needed.
Almonte up with runners at the corners. One run already in. Lewis first pitch. A ball outside.
No pitch. Too far outside.
Starting to rain here at Clover Park. Can't really tell on the broadcast. That's a good thing. Actually getting about as light, the sky as light as it's been since the game started. Go figure, it starts drizzling now. Lewis almost falls down, throwing ball three. Now we've had 2-3-0 counts in this game, but no walks. Pushing the envelope here. Pitch. Almonte will take a strike while stepping out.
Well, there was no question Almonte was taking that one all the way. He was halfway out the batter's box by the time that pitch had crossed the plate.
Ball four. There it is. First walk of the day. This is a sloppy inning by the Mets out there. We've got a double, an error, a single, and a walk. And Jordan Krause will come out and have a word with Gregory Lewis, who doesn't appear to be on point at the moment.
Loads the bases now on the walk, but you do have two outs in the inning, so just need one more to end the jam quickly. It's the good side of it for the Mets. They've mostly limited those mistakes that they've had, though the wild pitch that scored a run, the other two errors that got erased by big plays after, and this is the first walk of the game.
Checking in around the Florida State League. Palm Beach leads Dunedin 4-3 in the sixth, down in Jupiter. No score between Lakeland and Jupiter, Lakeland and Jupiter in the third inning. That game might have been delayed by rain to start. Fort Myers is up 4-2 at Tampa. Fort Myers trying to go 3-0 in that series. Bradenton beating Clearwater 6-0. Clearwater taking a turn for the worst. Not played well since they took 5 out of 6 here at Clover Park a couple of weeks ago. All right, here's Pineda. Has reached the last two times on an error and a walk. Daytona a chance to break the game open. First pitch, a bouncer in the dirt. Good block by Perozzo. Again, the Mets should be out of the inning. And a strikeout, a flyout. There was an error mixed in. One unearned run already in. Anything else would be unearned as well. To the backstop. It's going to take a good kick to Perozzo. The throw home, not going to be in time. Stafuris scores, and it's 6-1. And you can add a wild pitch into the mix in this ugly inning. Stafuris scores his third run of the game. And that was a pregame key to the game for us in the broadcast. Control Stafuris. Mets have not. They paid the price for that.
He stayed hot, scoring three of these six runs.
The official scorer, Bill, took another look at it. I don't know if we can as well. That's a pass ball.
That was called a strike. 1-1 is the count.
It was also a strike. So Perozzo having some trouble there.
It's been a little bit of a tough game for the Mets defensively. Good news is they're only down 5, so not a huge deficit for them quite yet, but still two runners in scoring position here. Need to get this last out.
Now you see the rain. Second and third now. It's 1-1 on Pineda, who stings this ball into center field. Fanyas didn't see it initially, but now does. Makes the catch over his head, and the inning is over. But a tough inning for the Mets. They give up a couple of runs, both unearned, a couple of hits. There was a walk and a pass ball mixed in there as well. Daytona has its biggest lead of the night. It's stretch time at Clover Park.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following us on our social channels. Use the handle at St. Lucie Mets to find us on X, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stluciemets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
paying attention during the commercial break, we saw the weather report. Light rain, that's accurate, and it should be clearing up by the end of the game. And then tomorrow we'll have the afternoon pop-up showers, but game time and right after should be clear. So hopefully no issues rest of the day or tomorrow. We have a new pitcher in the game. This is Cody Adcock. Takes over for Edgington, who stands to get the win. Foul ball sent back. Edgington, six innings, five hits, one run on the homer by Baez. He did not walk a batter. He struck out six through an efficient 83 pitches. Adcock's pitch, check swing, went around. Called right there at home plate. We have that dangerous twilight sky just past the 8 o'clock hour on the East Coast. It's going to be tough for outfielders for the next few minutes. This ball is just off. Saw that from Fanyas to end the top of the seventh. Didn't see it initially. You get this kind of sun and cloud mixture. That changeup misses. It's a full count.
Now with the new pitcher, a chance for the Mets to try and make some adjustments at the plate. Hopefully get a little bit of a rally going and try and get back into this game.
Well, that's not a good sign. Kyle Gluckler in the white, assistant GM and weatherman. Mercado hits this into the sky in right field. Almonte is there to make the catch. One down in the bottom of the seventh. Yeah, you don't want to see your assistant GM and weatherman down by there. The grounds crew with the tarp. I'd be shocked if we had to put the tarp on. I see a rainbow behind us, Jake.
The rain has picked up a little bit since it started. Still,
yeah, what is the
still
deal
a
with
light
this?
Rain, though.
This is the lightest the sky has been all day since first pitch. And this is the most water we've got now. We've got Phil down there taking cameras down. We've lost our low first camera. We've already lost our low third. Oh, boy.
That's just Florida weather for you, Adam. Never know what's going to happen. You can have clear skies and pouring down rain.
And now you can't see those side views of the pitcher and hitter. Fans going to head for higher ground. There they go. 2-0 pitch wrapped in for a strike. Some folks are just sitting down there wearing it. For those people in the front row, not going to leave.
It probably feels good after all that heat earlier today.
Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 on Houck. We're getting down to the point in the game where Houck might be in his final at-bat. These fellows don't mind. And snickering at the people up above them. Where you going, bud? Houck fly out in a strikeout on this seven-game hit streak. 2-2 pitches in the dirt. I don't think they've cut off the drinks yet out there in the Corona Beach House. Getting close, though. Ground ball foul.
Fighting to stay alive, trying to keep that hitting streak going as well. See if he can do it in the final hour.
Three-two pitch. Houck rips it to left, but that's going to hook foul. A well-struck ball, as he's been doing the past couple of weeks.
Nearly had it there. Good swing, just a little bit early. You can sit back on it just a tad. That's a base hit.
Payoff pitch again, and it's going to be taken for ball four. Houck took a look back there, making sure. So the hit streak quite possibly coming to an end. Again, he's got a shot to get back up.
Well, if the Mets want to make a comeback in this game, they'll need him to get back up. So hopefully his teammates can rally, give him another shot. At least the good news for Houck is you don't want it to end on a strikeout or some kind of out. At least it ends potentially at least on a walk.
Well, as this pitch is thrown for a strike, you look at it. Pitcher here, Adcock, would have to face the minimum. That would avoid bringing Houck back to the plate again. So he does have a decent chance to come back to the plate. Well, too hot for Yuki to handle, but he will go retrieve.
And Yuta appreciated that. Gave Yuki the nice little wave there as he went to go get it.
And 2 on Rosa was 0 for 2 today. Inside. Biggest comeback for the Mets this year in a win. 5 runs. They did that against Tampa back in April. And it was a late comeback as well. Rosa pulls this one deep but foul. Similar vibes to the Pino foul ball. This one, though, clearly out of play.
A little bit too far to the left that time to be close enough for a chance. But, you know, something to note, too, with the rain here. Even though it's light rain, things get a little bit more slippery out there. The ball gets a little more wet. Control can be a little bit tougher for those pitchers. So adjustment to make for these teams.
There's a fastball right in there for strike 3. Rosa knew it. 2 down in the inning. Might factor the most is ground balls or balls rolling into the outfield picking up moisture. Banyas 0 for 2. Two extremely hard outs. Seems like he's due for a hit. Line out deep to center. Sharp line out down the first base line. Change up away. Adcock, 21 years old, from Texarkana, Texas, right there on the Arkansas-Texas border. Played at Arkansas, 13th round pick last year by Cincinnati. Ball is fouled away. Full-time reliever for Daytona. Appearance number 11 for him, all out of the pen. 2.50 ERA. Spent all season with the Tortugas. And he strikes out Fanyas with the breaking ball. And that'll do it for the Mets in the bottom of the seventh. They do not score a run, no hits, no errors, and one stranded. 7 complete at Clover Park. Daytona in charge, 6-1.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets or a 10 game flex pack. All for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. Groups of 15 or more can get an even bigger discount. Inquire with our group sales team at the ballpark. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2024.
Hi, I'm Chief Richard Del Toro of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. In 2021, City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all our residential neighborhoods from 30 to 25 miles per hour. The police department is committed to keeping our streets safe, and we will continue our traffic enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school when you drive to work.
I like to ride my bike in the neighborhood.
This is St. Lucie Mets General Manager Treyer Van Allen, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Between innings, Billy grounds crew, Billy and Kyle, the GM, assistant GM, went out and met with Caleb George, the base umpire, showing him the radar. We looked at the radar up here, and I think this is about as heavy as it's going to get. There's a little patch of yellow out there that just moved through, but it might stay this way the rest of the game. The field can handle it. Players should be able to, too. As this fastball from Lewis goes high to Diego Omana. At the plate, Omana, 1-for-3 with a double, and he's hosed two runners as the catcher. It's a good debut game for him, as Lewis misses at 94. Lewis, 21 pitches, 13 strikes in his first inning of work. Touch and go, couple of hits, two unearned runs. Pass ball and an error stinging him. One walk mixed in there, the game's only walk. Correction, Adcock walked a batter. So got the relievers in the game, and they could not keep the streak alive. 2-1 pitch sails to the backstop. The only question starts to become, you know, if these players, you know, that's not helpful with the throw back to the pitcher on a bounce. Is that ball wet and dirty? And if it becomes an issue to hold the ball, throw the ball because it's wet, I have to think about pausing the game. 3-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Three, two. Sweeper inside, ball four. Leadoff walk. Now, this is part of the deal of development. You have to play in the conditions. It's not always going to be like it was for the first 53 games of the season for the Mets. Everything's sunny, dry, no rain. This is Florida, Florida State League. You have to pitch with the wet ball, the wet conditions. There's a swing and a miss. Or strike one. Valtin 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts. A slider too high. One pitch, this nicks off of Perozzo's mitt to the backstop. I think we have a second pass ball in as many
wild
innings.
Pitch under review.
And see that one again, that'd be great.
Things just not quite going the Mets' way today as of late, trying to find a way to get into this game consistently.
2-1 pitch, that's a knee-high strike. That seems like the Mets are just a little bit out of sorts today. I think they were taken by surprise, the ambush, to start this game.
Correction, pass ball.
Two pitch is fouled away. Again, to start the game, you had Stafura singling. Ricardo Cabrera then singled. Stafura hustled the third. He scored on a wild pitch, and the Mets were. See, that's the replay of the passed ball. That's confirmed passed ball. Seems like there's been a lot of that. There's a strikeout. That's what Lewis is looking for. As Valtin strikes out for the third time, Gregory Lewis just straight heat. That'll be his third strikeout, or his second strikeout. The Mets. Six of the day. It's a challenge fastball.
Nice job to bounce back. See if we can continue that through the rest of the inning and end it.
Pino pops one back overhead. That's the Mets. You know, two pass balls. You know, caught flat-footed to start the day. They made three errors. There was that other play where hard ground ball to Baez took too much time to throw to first. Stafura reach safely. 0-1 pitch. outside. And so much of the Mets' success in the five-game winning streak has been playing clean games, playing sharp, focused baseball. They'd probably tell you that that's a little lacking tonight. Give credit to Daytona, playing by far their best game of the series. Swing and a miss by Pino. And probably, for Daytona, their best game in quite some time. And they, as bad as the Mets had it, losing 22 out of 24, Daytona was on the struggle bus right along with them. And they are 6-20 in their last 26. There's a ground ball foul. So games like this for the Tortugas got to make them feel good. There you see. So as bad as the Mets had it, Daytona just marginally better the past 26 to 29 games.
And as the saying goes, you can't win them all. The Mets have been on a good streak here. Try to finish this game out strong. Give yourself at least a chance.
There's another straight heat challenge fastball by Lewis. Blows by Pino. Back-to-back strikeout since that walk and pass ball. So he's starting to straighten it out as the rain continues to fall. Lewis, he's got really good stuff. I mean, between he and Gomez, the two guys who came over to replace Loper and Ramirez, there's a swing and a miss on a changeup. These guys, as long as they are throwing strikes, they can really start to mow through a lineup. The 1 pitch, that one's popped foul to the stands by Escanio. It's nothing and two. Now, these are two young guys. He and Gomez, it's going to have to ride the wave with them down here in St. Lucie, but boy, when they are on, they can do what they did in Dunedin and combine for 5 shutout innings. 0-2 pitch, and it's another strikeout. Gregory Lewis, 3 strikeouts in a row. Forget about the walk and the pass ball. He takes it over with the heater. Strikes out the bottom of the order, all swinging. It's getting late for the Mets. They want to come back and extend their winning streak to 6. They got some work to do offensively.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. Be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Let's rejoin tonight's Florida State League game.
In the bottom of the eighth inning, Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker on the call tonight, as usual. Vincent Perozzo, Johairo Cuevas, Boston Barrow at the dish. Mets down by 5, being out hit 10-5. 3 errors for St. Lucie, none for Daytona, as Perozzo swings at the first offering from Adcock in his second inning of work. Struck out the final 2 of the 7th. 0-1 pitch. Outside. I'd say it's a steady light rain. Continues to fall here at Clover Park, and we'd expect it to the rest of the evening. Everything getting fairly wet down in the stands and on the field. 1-1 pitch swung on and missed. It's 1-2. As of now, we have not gotten permission to shoot off the fireworks for Saturday. Maybe some more rain today and tomorrow. That could change. 1-2 pitches outside.
Maybe the one silver lining to the rain. Obviously not great for baseball, but see a chance to do some fireworks. Fans always enjoy that. And it's quite the show out here, Clover Park, on Saturday night.
Let it downpour like at 10 o'clock tonight. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a miss in the dirt, picked up by Omana. The throw is good, and Prozo is retired. Three straight strikeouts for Adcock. When I first started in the minor leagues, Jake, in Fort Myers, if it was going to rain overnight, we would have to tarp the fields after the game and come back at 6 a.m. the next day to take it off, because you come out of the tarp on the field in the sun. It will kill the grass. That would not be fun. To show up at work on about 5 hours of sleep, take the tarp off, and then have to wait around for a night game. We don't do that here at Clover Park. And I start to question why we ever did it in Fort Myers.
I'm happy we don't do it here at Clover Park.
Jake, you've not done a tarp pull yet, have you? Or did you?
We took it out. Not in the middle of a game or anything like that. We did pull it out for one game here as a precautionary measure, although it never ended up really raining. Or no, we rolled up the tarp. That's what it was. The tarp was already on the field, and then we rolled it up before the game.
Well, let me give you a little piece of advice there, Jakester. Bring a towel. Bring a fresh pair of socks and a bad pair of shoes as we continue on into June.
Well, you know, the funny part about that is, Adam, you mentioned that to me, and when we were originally doing it, I was like, this isn't so bad. And then you start walking back over the tarp again, and you're like, oh, yep, all those little gravels in my shoes. That's why you said that.
Smelly, dirty, wet, not where you want to be. 1-2 pitches outside to Cuevas, who's trying for a three-hit game for the nine spot. That's the, I don't know if they ever got that going. From yesterday, that's the inflatable. Was supposed to have the mist. 2-2 pitch, and Cuevas will take it low for ball three.
It's too bad you didn't have the splash zone today. The splash zone's everywhere.
Self-made. The tarp pulls will be a-coming. I think we've avoided one today. 3-2 pitch to Cuevas, and he will foul it off. This is the Mets' 24th home game this year out of the 66 we're scheduled to play. We've had no delays or postponements at home. Only had the one lightning delay on the road last Friday night. It's a charmed life we've been living this year. 3-2 pitch, and Cuevas drives it deep to left field. Pineda going back on the track. He's going to reach out and make the catch, robbing Cuevas of a hit and a three-hit game.
Where's the wind when you need it? That one just died out at the warning track. It was a good swing by Cuevas. Nearly got all of it, but just missed it, and it falls a little bit short.
Yeah, there's no wind right now. Yeah, about an hour ago, that would have been close to out of the park. Maybe out of the reach to Pineda. Back to the top in Boston Barrow, looking for a hit tonight, 0-3. And he will slice one out of play left side. Good thing about the tarp pulls, Jake, is that I have a policy. Once I'm in the broadcast booth, not going down there to pull it. That's it. As a ball low. Unless it's really dire. We're talking like not enough people down there and the game might be in jeopardy. And I'll trudge myself down there. Here's a line drive snag by the pitcher, Adcock. Nice play. Two nice plays defensively in the bottom of the eighth inning for the Tortugas. First, Pineda in left, and then Adcock to finish it off. He's pitched two no-hit scoreless innings. We go to the ninth. Daytona leads by five.
Tutta Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutta Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission and parking to all Tuesday games, select Wednesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt. Packages start at just $50. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Now, back to Mets baseball.
The rain has eased up here as we're in the ninth inning. Gregory Lewis perhaps making it just a two-pitcher night for the St. Lucie Mets. That would be much needed given the fact that yesterday the Mets had these four pitchers, the day before four as well. Pitching staff has only got 14 arms right now. First pitch is fouled away. Lewis, as he tends to do, starts off with a little struggle, but now seems to be honing in. Now, this is a tough batter. It's Stafura at the plate. He takes one high. Stafura today, three hits, and then he reached on an error. He has scored three times. He's mixed in a stolen base. One misses low. Your Mets organizational update. The New York Mets off today and tomorrow. They're in London. Take on the Phillies.
How about that? London games.
Stafura with the fly ball deep into left, but the ballpark will hold it. Rosa makes the easy catch. Yeah, London games, there's some excitement there. It's going to be a game on Saturday, 1:10 Eastern. That's 6:10 local. That's doing a trip around town today. Out there in London to promote the game. Roll into jolly old England with a three-game winning streak. Sweeping the Nationals on the road. One where you hope that 2 days off doesn't, you know, stymie their momentum. I think, if anything, the bigger issue would be the Phillies and how good they've been this year. So, ground ball foul. But the rest of the Mets teams are playing tonight. 1-2 pitch, hard ground ball, backhanded by Baez. He throws to first, offline again, the swipe tag, got him. Uh-oh, Cabrera's hot, and he's going to be turned away by his first base coach before he gets into trouble with Caleb George. And Cabrera might have an argument there. No, Mercado made a swipe tag. I'm not sure if he got him or not. And umpire wasn't in great position here, but he might have. The bigger issue is Baez is throwing today from short. One was late, two have been off, and he was saved by Mercado from an error.
Certainly closer play than Baez would have liked. Thought it was a pretty good job, though, by Mercado to get that arm over there and make that tag.
I think he might have got him on the thigh.
I think he did, too. And smart first base coach to take his player away to make sure nothing else happened after that.
I will say that was such an instant reaction by Cabrera. It makes me think that maybe he didn't get tagged. 0-2 pitch on Graham. It's high for a ball. Triple-A Syracuse lost game one of a doubleheader at St. Paul. They're in Minnesota this week. Take on the Saints, the Twins affiliate. 1-2 pitch is fouled away. Dom Hamill took the loss in game one. Warming up for game two now. Double-A Binghamton is down 4-0 in the fourth at Bowie. Brooklyn down by one in the middle of the fifth at home against Aberdeen. 1-2 pitch to Graham, and he will send it high into deep right center field. Fania still going. He's going to make a nice over-the-shoulder catch. That will retire the side in order. Nice appearance by Gregory Lewis. Started with the road bump there in the seventh with two unearned runs, but he retires the final six batters he faces. We'll see if the Mets have a monster comeback ahead of them in the ninth.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Orange and blue will look good on you, and you can find those colors at the Clover Park Fan Shop. Hats, jerseys, t-shirts, polos, shorts, sweatshirts, plus collectibles, and plenty more. Anything a casual or diehard Mets fan could want can be found in the Fan Shop. The Fan Shop is open on game days starting at 3 p.m. Tuesday to Saturday and 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can shop 24/7 online at stluciemets.com. Be sure to check back for special deals throughout the season. Now get shopping.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talking. Burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
An ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Now let's get back to the action.
That's a new pitcher for Daytona. It's Alex Johnson on for the ninth non-save situation with the five-run lead. Johnson from Buffalo, New York, drafted in 2019. I see a lot of 2019 draft picks still hanging around in single A. 36-rounder. There's no such thing as 36 rounds anymore. McKinley High School in New York State. Cody Adcock went two hitless, scoreless innings with a walk and three strikeouts. Brian Edgington stands to get the win. Daytona, they pitched it pretty well this series, Jake. They gave up five runs on Tuesday. They hadn't given a run in the first five innings. They only gave up two runs yesterday. Both came with two outs and one run today. So here at Daytona, you got to feel good about that part of the week.
Really, it's just been the offense that hasn't quite been there for him, and it's come through today, scoring six runs.
They'd be trying for a shutout if not for Baez, who homered for the Mets' lone run back in the fourth, his eighth of the season.
We may not have the drum on the scoreboard quite yet, but Adam Houck will get another chance. Send that hitting streak.
He will?
I'm not mistaken.
He's, better hope it's not a 1-2-3 inning there.
Nope.
Don't worry, Jake. Bad broadcaster math always in this booth.
Whoops.
Well, we said after he walked that they would have to basically retire everybody in order to end the game. And, well, they're trying their best. 2-0 pitch is outside, 3-0. Now, something about these relievers coming to the game and just can't throw a strike. Johnson couldn't do it. Can't do it. For him, Adcock couldn't do it. There's ball four. Lewis couldn't do it. Four-pitch walk, and now, barring a double play ball, knock on wood. Houck might get a chance.
Oh, that's all I was doing. I was just getting ready for the walk that was coming
up. You knew it was coming. Very perceptive of you. That is walk number two for Daytona. got through six innings with no walks. Each team now has two. Now here's Ewing. Checked the box of getting his first St. Lucie Met hit last time up. Take ball one low. Mets' biggest inning in a game this year. That'd be seven runs. They've done it twice. If they do it three times, they're going to win. Fast strike, it's one and one.
There's another one of those pitches. It just catches outside corner.
Fastball misses low. Snap throw to first, trying to catch Baez napping. He's alert.
Tell you one thing for certain is that the ABS system has not made any friends today.
See how many friends the umpires make themselves tomorrow when we go to the challenge system. Caleb George, you're on deck. Pitch is high. 3-1. Well, Jake, what do I say? What's the fastest way to bring a team back into a game?
Issuing those free walks.
Mets dugout's starting to do some chirping. Coming alive in there. 3-1 pitch coming to Ewing from Johnson. And he will take it for ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the ninth inning. For the Mets, you need base runners, and you've just been given two free ones. And Amana will head out to the mound to have a chat.
Not only are you giving away the free walks, but it's back-to-back walks to lead off the inning. So now you're basically giving the Mets to start things off here with two runners on and one runner in scoring position. So big chance for them now. And you've got the heart of the lineup coming up for them as well.
A rare mound visit from Willie Blair, the pitching coach. He's not made an appearance out there this week, I don't believe. If he did, it's just one. Johnson struggling here. It's going to be frustrating for him and for Daytona. He's not pitched that great this year. 1-2 with an 8 ERA. He has finished six games. 12 walks in nine innings. Not going to cut it. 12 walks against seven strikeouts. It's not a good ratio. Now here's Mercado. 1-4-3 today. First pitch, low for a ball. Thank you for the Mets and Mercado at this point. You've got to be content to just stand there and dare Johnson to throw a couple of strikes.
Make him come beat you. Don't want to swing at anything that's out of the zone. If he's going to give you the free balls, gladly take them, especially down five runs here in the ninth.
That's not close either. That's the 10th ball out of 11 pitches this inning. And with each passing misfire, that Mets dugout gets louder. There's already a reliever throwing in Daytona's bullpen.
This has been a lot of balls, but I have to wonder if that rain's becoming a little bit of a factor, making it a little tougher on those grips.
It's as light as it's been since it started raining. 2-0. That's going to get in for a strike, and barely so.
Not a bad take at all by Mercado. That one just catching that outside part of the corner.
It's a must take. Cannot swing. Pitcher that's throwing 10 out of 11 balls. He swings at this one, and it's fouled away, and that'll leave the count 2-2.
That one would have been a strike. It was in the strike zone. Fouls that one off. Nice job to fight it.
Two on, nobody out. Mets trying for a big ninth inning rally. Johnson just trying to throw some strikes. He did not on this pitch. It's a full count. And if Johnson doesn't get Mercado here, I'm not sure he's going to stay in the game. Ball four. Oh, the shoulder shimmy by the umpire, Dylan Reeves, almost had us. Mercado takes a walk, and the Mets have loaded the bases. The tying run is now going to merge in the on-deck circle, and Julio Murillo's seen enough. He comes out and points to the dugout. That is a bad appearance by Alexander Johnson. He comes in with the five-run lead, asked to get three outs. Instead, he walks three batters, and he's done. So, Mets, can they do it? Colin Houck at the plate when we come back.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
New in 2024 is the Friday Family Fan Club. For $48 per family member, each member gets a ticket to all Friday games, free parking for all Friday games, 25% off concessions and merchandise at all Friday games, a member pass holder card, and exclusive access to club-only events. That's a savings of over $150 per person. Sign up for the new Friday Family Fan Club at the ticket office or online at stlucymets.com. What a win for the fam.
Let's get back to the field.
Mets base runners in discussion while the new reliever Simon Miller begins to throw his first warm-up pitch. In an emergency situation here, Mets still down five. It's a long road to hoe. But again, you treat it like almost you're down two.
And you got a hot hitter at the plate in Colin Houck. He's been good. He's on the verge of losing his seven-game hitting streak. He'll get one more chance to get that. But one swing of the bat, you know, this game changes very quickly, driving those runs.
Miller seems to be the guy, 12th round pick last year to UT San Antonio. He leads Daytona in saves with three and games finished with nine. You don't look too far ahead, Jake, but the fact they have to use Miller now means they can't use him tomorrow.
Yeah, that's another big factor. You know, they want to get out of these innings quickly, not just for the win, but the more pitchers you have to use late in these games, it makes it tougher on you down the road.
Trying to close out a one-run game tomorrow, won't beat Miller. Now here is Houck looking to extend his hit streak to eight. And he takes ball one high. That is the 17th pitch of the inning, thrown by Daytona. And there's only been three strikes.
Should say this too, that rain's picked up a little bit again since the pitching change.
Pitch is up. Almost you can feel the tide turn in the stadium. Every passing pitch that doesn't go in the strike zone, momentum towards St. Lucie's side. Oh, Houck took a big rip there. I don't know if that was a strike or not. It didn't look like it.
Yeah, that one just fell a little bit too far out of the zone.
Houck will take a high strike.
Yeah, that one closer maybe to the one that you wanted to swing at, but now in a 2-2 count, you have to try and protect.
Miller's 2-2. Houck will take it down. They think he went around. I didn't think it was that close. I think Omana's starting to feel the tension back there of all the walks and the balls. Trying to buy strike three. Full count, nowhere to put Houck. A walk would bring the tying run to the plate. Miller coming set for the payoff pitch. It's in the dirt for ball four. Here comes Baez to make it a 6-2 game. RBI for Houck. Four straight walks in the inning. And Jeffrey Rosa will bat as the tying run. The winning run, and Fanyas has emerged on deck.
Well, this has just been a disaster for Daytona. Four straight walks for them now. A run now comes in, and one swing of the bat can tie the game.
Total disaster. Rosa is going to take a fastball right in there. Just a nightmare scenario unfolding for Daytona.
And still nobody out. Not even like they have a couple outs here to work with. Big chance for the Mets.
Here's a line drive, base hit into left field. One run is in. Here comes another to the plate. That's going to be cut off. Rosa fired up with the two-run single. Ewing and Mercado are in. It's 6-4. The tying run is on first. The winning run is coming up. There are no outs.
Well, this has fired up the crowd. It's fired up the dugout. Exactly what the Mets needed. And still nobody out. The offense has come alive here at Clover Park. What a way to end it.
And the wind has picked up in a major way, whipping out to center and left as the rain picks up. Fanyas at the plate. Miller's first pitch cut on and fouled away. All those runs charged to Johnson. He walked three batters, and he gave up all three of them. Inherited runs allowed by Miller. Three-run ninth inning to this point. Fanyas with the fly ball into left. That's falling fast, and that's going to land on the warning track. Long run for Pineda, hoping and wishing that that ball would hang up for him. And just a long strike two.
Well, now for the first time in this inning, Daytona's got a hitter down 0-2. We'll see how Fanyas can protect. At the very least, your goal is try to advance those runners.
And with the wind blowing the way it is, Fanyas love to get one hit hard in the air to left. O2 pitch, down and in. A 1-2. Fanyas hits it high in the air to center. Faltine backing up, makes the catch. Tagging to third is Hauk. A badly needed first out for the Tortugas. That ball was not that well struck. It still almost made it to the warning track. The wind is definitely favoring St. Lucie right now.
Well, of course, Fanyas wants to get on base there, but at the very least, he does move Hauk up to third and bring 90 feet away from making this just a one-run game.
Perozzo next. 0 for 3. Runners at the corners. Miller's first pitch. Home run cut and a miss. No, Perozzo wants to hit the home run and end the game. If he tries to hit it out to right field, not sure it would have enough. Not with that wind. Got to go the other way. 0-1, a skipper in the dirt. Good block by Omana. He wants to keep that runner at first. That would line up a potential double play ball. That thing skips away. Look at the tying run in scoring position.
These conditions, too. Wonder if the Mets maybe get a little aggressive over there at first base. Try and take that double play away.
There's a pitch below the knees. Yeah. Wet dirt, slower track. Omana's already thrown out two runners. Rosa's lead looks like he's going to play conservatively at first base. 2-1. Miller's pitch is hit high in the sky. That one might stay playable. It's going to be close, and it's going to be missed. Carter Graham can't make the play. That ball stayed on the field side. Tough play.
That one just barely stayed in. It was hanging right above the net there. Wondering if that was going to stay in play or not. It made a little bit of a tougher potential out.
Would have been a helpful out for Daytona. Two balls, two strikes. Just a foul strike. Perozzo stays alive. And time will be called by Perozzo. By the way, you have Cuevas on deck. He's gotten two hits today, and he flew out to the back of the warning track last time, where if he hit the same ball, it would definitely be out this time. Two-two, foul ball. Got enough. Drama in the ninth. Mets five-game winning streak on the line. They were down 6-1 entering the inning. Four straight walks, pushing in a run. A two-run single. Putting the tying run on the first. The 2-2 struck him out. So after that two-run hit from Rosa, Simon Miller calms himself down and gets a flyout and a strikeout. And it will come down to a matchup with Cuevas.
You know, and you might say, well, it's the nine hitter, so it's not as much drama, but Cuevas has been fantastic from the nine spot. Two hits today. Adam, you mentioned the last flyout he had probably would have gone out if we had the wind, which we do have now.
First pitch, and he will take it for ball one outside. Cuevas also can show a patient eye. He walked three times yesterday. Got Barrow on deck. Game on the line right here. Miller the 1-0. Cuevas fouls it away until he tried to wait for that one to travel deep in the zone and knock it out to left field.
Well, that was a good pitch to swing at just a little bit too late that time, and underneath it just fouls it off behind him.
A 1-1. Cuevas will take strike two, and the Mets are down to their final strike. They're as much of a mess as this inning has turned into for Daytona. They're on the verge of escaping. It was the high fastball to Perozzo to do him in. What will it be from Miller to Cuevas? Ball fouled off. The fastball at 94 got enough to stay alive.
It's almost very similar pitch to the one that he fouled off before that. He's fighting to stay alive, though.
Miller's set. The 1-2. Struck him out. Game's over. So Simon Miller comes into a tough spot. Walks a batter. Gives up a two-run hit. But then settled in. And retired three in a row to end it. The Mets rally in the ninth. More to do with Daytona than the Mets. The four consecutive walks. And Daytona holds on to win 6-4. The Mets front rally there in the ninth inning. Falls just short as Rosa the tying run is stranded at first base, and that will do it for the Mets' five-game winning streak. Daytona forms the happy high-five line between second, the mound, and the dugout for the first time in the series. Mets will drop to 19-35. Daytona improves to 24-30. The winning pitcher is Edgington. Losing pitcher is Wenninger. And the sneaky save for Simon Miller. Now, the Mets did not go down quietly, we'll say that. They gave up a couple of home runs early. Shaky defense with three errors. Offense really didn't come to life until that two-run hit by Rosa there in the ninth inning. Just not meant to be. Mets still lead the series by 2-1. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap it up with the post-game show.
Don't settle for loose or ill-fitting dentures. Now, get an exclusive all-new smile from All Smiles Dentistry using a team approach for a smoother implant process that results in a high-quality fit with a lot less time in the chair.
They took care of me like you would not believe.
Call today for a free implant consultation. Visit AllSmilesFamilyDentist.com right now for your all-new smile.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stlucymets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
Whether we're miles away or 6 feet apart, we're closer than we've ever been. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we care for everyone, and safety is our top priority. From extra measures at all locations to virtual visits, we're here for you every day. For every procedure and treatment, for every visit with peace of mind, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/access.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker with you from high atop the action, third floor broadcasting booth. Stuck around throwing launch a ball. Buy a bag of balls for $6. Throw them. If it lands in the tire, you get half the pot. If not, the pot rolls over until next time. They waited around hoping to see a massive Mets comeback, and the Mets nearly pulled it off. They scored three in the ninth inning, but they strand the tying run on first base after the final three batters were retired after the first five had reached. Let's take a look at the highlights now of this one, won by Daytona. Jack Weninger, just a few pitches in the game, two hits and a wild pitch, and a run was in. That was, I think, the fifth pitch right there, and luckily for the Mets, Cabrera gets too aggressive. He's thrown out for the first out of the game, but Almonte, goodness gracious, about 110 miles per hour off the bat, over the berm, onto the teardrop. His 12th home run, his first one in nearly 3 weeks. That made it 2-0. Daytona looked more alive in the first inning than they had at any point in the first two games of this series. That's also Almonte's fifth home run of this season against the St. Lucie Mets. Weninger would settle down until there was a hustle single by Stafura, and then the very next pitch, a home run by Cabrera, his sixth of the season. And you had four runs for Daytona in the first three innings, three of them produced by the long ball. Cabrera, a top 10 prospect in the Red system, hit that hanging breaking ball way out of the park. And the Mets were behind big early. Weninger, though, that power changeup worked beautifully. He did not give up a run after that two-run homer. His final three innings were scoreless. Baez hits one high, 38-degree launch angle, just does clear the wall. No play for Eastmith Pineda. That's Baez's eighth home run of the year. That made it 4-1. That was the Mets' only run through the first eight innings. Baez now has two home runs in this series and three in the last week. Last Thursday, he hit one over in TD Ballpark at the Dunedin Blue Jays. Gregory Lewis struggled there in the seventh inning. Took a while to settle in. Here's a sack fly that made it 5-1. There was a walk in the inning, a pass ball in the inning, an error in the inning. By the time Lewis settled down, which he did, there's the pass ball. That brings in another run. Those are two critical runs when you look back at it, the difference-making runs. Mets hit a couple of hard balls against Adcock in the eighth inning. Fly out to the wall, and that one right back by Boston Barrow. And then you see the bases-loaded walk. Simon Miller rushing into the game after Alex Johnson. Terrible outing with three walks, the three batters. Rosa hits a two-run single, and all of a sudden the Mets are down 6-4. They have runners at first and second. Nobody out. Thinking another hit or two, they're going to win the game, but there was a sack fly, or a fly out, a strikeout, and then Cuevas, who had a good game, strikes out swinging as Miller was able to settle in and, you know, he was put in a tough spot, Jake. You know, you're probably in the bullpen thinking five-run lead. You know, we got a pitcher out there that's going to close out the game. All of a sudden, he's up there throwing, and four batters in the inning, he's in the game. Took him a while to settle in, but once he did, the Mets had were up against it there.
Yeah, definitely not expecting to come back into that game at any point, but he did a nice job to settle in and get the win for his team. And from the Mets' perspective, you know, you can't win them all. Of course, it's tough to lose the five-game winning streak, but there's a lot to take away from the end of the game. Listen, you rallied, you took some good pitches there and made the Tortugas pay there late, made it interesting. Try to take that momentum now from that last couple innings there and push it back into tomorrow and pick right back up where you left off and get back in the win column.
Yeah, in the five-game winning streak for the Mets, there was a lot of urgency. There was a lot of crisp, clean play. Wasn't so much of that tonight. And as you see, the margin was pretty slim in the end, just two runs. So if the Mets can get back to that urgency, that focus, that clean type of game which they had at the end of the Dunedin series, the first two games of this series, then they're going to find themselves with a pretty good chance to win the rest of these games this week. Well, we're halfway through this series. The Mets lead it 2-1. Daytona leads the season series 7-5. Again, the margins seem to be very close in these games. These two teams seem to be made for each other. We're going to be back at it tomorrow as we start the second half of this series. It's going to be another 6:10 first pitch, which means 6 o'clock airtime on Bally Live. We hope that those pop-up thunder showers that missed us the most part today will miss us again tomorrow, and we can bring you 9 uninterrupted innings like we did tonight. Well, folks, that's going to about do it from here. That'll do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park, Daytona 6, St. Lucie 4. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Thursday night. I hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.